In this test, a firefighter has a rope attached to him that he then hooks to a windowsill and jumps out a simulated four-story burning building. Step by step, he essentially walks down the outside of the building without having to hold on to anything. How does this happen? It's all in a device the size of a hockey puck that the firefighter is wearing. Just like an induction braking system used for roller coasters and elevators, the device controls the descent rate within a certain velocity window. Ben Krupp is a mechanical engineer for bailout systems. It was his challenge to figure out how to make it work.
You can't have any electronics. You can't have any batteries. You can't have any sensors. It has to be a purely mechanical system.
One that uses magnets to slow people or objects down.
Induction is a magnetic flux that creates a braking torque. So it is always there. Magnets, so long as you do not, you know, exceed their Curie temperature, you can trust that they will always be there.
Krupp joined Bailout after meeting its founder and CEO, Michael Ragsdale. Ragsdale is a retired Navy diver and rock climber who fell at Red River Gorge. That's when he realized current descent systems aren't adequate. He also had a firefighter friend who told him something like Bailout is needed to help people escape buildings through a window, for example. Turns out there are a lot more uses than firefighting. A tree climber attaches the rope and the device to a limb he's cutting off.
And I got plenty of time to grab the rope. And it's really light. I can let it stop swinging.
So that it can descend slowly without hitting anybody or anything. According to Ragsdale, the uses are endless. It could prevent falls from a ladder, a roof, or even closer to the ground.
You know, if you have a knee brace on, you may not have the strength in your leg, especially if you're elderly, to be able to sit into a chair. But if you had our device, it would provide you braking force that you could actually adjust, you know, on the fly. Another one was a rail system in the hospital. You know, if typically it takes nurses to get you to the bathroom, but if you had a rail system with our device, if you fell, you would fall real slow and be laid gently on the ground rather than falling and hitting the floor.
He says the military is interested in using Bailout to lower a 20,000-pound load from a helicopter, and it might be able to stop a jet on an aircraft carrier. Ragsdale says his partner, Ben Krupp, is tweaking the technology to each scenario.
Ben has this down so to the point where you can actually scale this. So it's maybe not a hockey puck anymore. It's a device that's, you know, a little bigger, or probably maybe a good deal bigger, depending on the weight. But that's what's got me excited.
He hopes to commercialize the firefighter application by the end of next year because it takes longer with all the regulations in that industry. Ragsdale says Arborist might be the first to use it. They're willing to use the prototype. See pictures of Bailout and a demonstration of how it works at WVXU.org and Thompson 91.7 WVXU.